USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Developing countries often lack the essential infrastructure to help navigate global shocks like a pandemic.
President Biden at the G7 summit, the president pledging $200 billion in U.S. funding for projects to help improve developing countries. Biden saying it's part of a G7 initiative to invest in sustainable projects. Protests continued Sunday over the Roe v. Wade announcement on Friday. A group of Antifa members wearing black clothing, hoods, and masks caused damage in Portland's Hollywood District Saturday night. The group breaking windows and tagging several businesses, including a pregnancy resource center. Portland police monitoring the crowd but not doing anything to stop the violence. Protesters also blocking busy freeways in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Republicans are continuing to call on President Biden to establish U.S. energy independence. This comes as the president is urging leaders to increase gasoline supplies while pushing for green energy solutions.
Biden is pursuing this theology of green energy, and he's doing this without any regard to the real consequences. And again, he's causing massive inflation here at home, and he's putting us in a position where we've got war happening in Europe thanks to these backward-looking policies.
Republican Senator from Tennessee Bill Hagerty appearing on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, America's top diplomat says the move to ban imports of Russian gold will impose financial costs on Moscow for that invasion of Ukraine.
Cutting that off, denying access to about $19 billion of revenues a year, that's significant.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken speaking there on CNN's State of the Union. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, which prompts several states with trigger laws to ban abortions. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, joining Fox News to react.
This decision this week was a win for life, was a win for the Constitution, a win for common sense. And God bless the Supreme Court, and God bless President Trump. This doesn't happen if he doesn't put the right people on the court. I mean, this was a huge victory for life, but it was also a victory over the intimidation tactics of the left.
Folks might have to skimp on the mustard they put on their hot dog this summer. A poor mustard seed harvest in France and Canada is the main cause of the issue, along with the war in Ukraine. That nation is the world's third biggest mustard seed producer. Prices for mustard are expected to get more expensive as prices for transportation, jars, lids, and other supplies are also growing. Ghislaine Maxwell is on suicide watch in a New York jail cell. The Jeffrey Epstein cohort faces sentencing on Tuesday and could get up to 55 years in prison for sex trafficking and other charges. Maxwell's lawyer wrote to the judge overseeing the case and said her client isn't able to prepare for sentencing while on suicide watch because all of her legal papers were taken away. She says they may move for an adjournment on Monday if Maxwell isn't released from solitary confinement. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.